Our sermon text for today comes from Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 13. At that time, the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. The foolish ones took their lamps but did not take any oil with them. The wise, however, took oil in jars along with their lamps. The bridegroom was a long time in coming, and they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight, the cry rang out, "Here's the bridegroom, come out and meet him." Then all the virgins woke up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, our lamps are going out." "No," they replied, "there may not be enough for both of us and you, for both us and you. Instead, go to those who sell oil and buy some for yourselves." But while they were on their way to buy the oil, the bridegroom arrived. The virgins who were ready went in with him to the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the others also came. "Sir, sir," they said, "open the door for us." But he replied, "I tell you the truth, I do not know you. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour." This is the word of God for the people of God. As I told the children in the children's message, and some of you were listening, that what they used for their lamps was olive oil. Very plentiful. They made it themselves. There were olive groves all around where they would collect the olives. And then they would press them. They used olive oil for cooking, for bathing, for just about everything in their lives. So my question is, why in the world would somebody not have enough olive oil? Why didn't you have enough oil for your lamp? And the answer is pretty easy. Because they got lazy. They had an idea of how things were going to work. They thought they understood everything. They thought they understood God's plan, except it was their plan. And in this passage, they're called foolish. Foolish people think they understand God's whole plan and what God is doing. Wise people understand it's our job to follow God and wait on His timing. In my 30 years of ministry, I've seen a lot of things happen. I've seen the church change. And it's been a long process in coming, the changes. The only problem is the changes are going in the wrong direction. It's not been something that's happened very quickly. It's something that's happened very, very slowly. I think we have this idea that Satan just comes into our lives and boom, changes everything. Tries to get us to do something wrong. No. Satan understands that a very slow process is the way to change things. Very slowly, we allow things to change. We decided that the Bible says that divorce is wrong, and we say, well, you know, it happens, so we shouldn't say it's wrong. The Bible says that lying is a sin. Now, lying has been commonplace. In fact, sometimes I think when I look at Facebook and some of the other social media, it's become the way to do things. Do you ever notice that everybody on Facebook is having a wonderful time? Except you? How is it that everything's going great in everybody else's life and your life is the only one that's struggling? It's because it's not truth that we want to promote. It's we want to promote that we're able to handle everything and everything's going good for us. We have just gone down this slippery slope in our belief, expecting God to follow us. The problem is we were never called to be in the lead. We were never called to be the ones who directed what's going on in the world. We were called to be the ones who follow God. We're called to follow the teachings of the Bible. Because if this book is not our guide, then why do we even open it? If it's wrong in one place, what good is it? If we call this God's Word and take it to be God's Word, and then we say, well, except that part there that says this, or that part that says that, then why do we pay any attention to it at all? Because if this is not our guide, then what is our guide? Society? Society is fickle. Right now, our society is leaning towards a more socialist way. Well, that's okay if that's the way they want to go. But wait 10 years, and they're going to say, oh, no, we really didn't want that. We wanted something else. Look at history. Societies have been all over the place. Societies have changed constantly. The one thing that has remained constant is the Word of God. And if we're not going to follow the Word of God, then what are we doing here? Why did you come today? Because you had nothing better to do? I'm going to be truthful and say, I could have easily stayed in bed this morning. It would not have been a problem whatsoever. In fact, I asked Sharon if I could. She said no. Why are we here? And where are we going? We have to make a choice in our lives because our society is very quickly turning from the direction that we as Christians need to be following. Well, maybe not quickly. It's been a slow turn. Kind of like an aircraft carrier. It takes a long time, but it still turns, right, Neil? It still turns. We need to decide who we are going to follow. Are we going to be prepared for the coming of Jesus Christ? Because he is coming again. And like the five foolish bridegrooms, we've gotten lazy. We've gotten sleepy. We've just kind of sat back and let the world decide. We've let people take our church, our beliefs, and change them. And we cannot do that. We can't give up what we believe. We can't change them because we're not God. And you may think one thing or another about all of these different issues. And I say, you're allowed to think anything you want. That doesn't make it right. That doesn't make it correct. What is correct? What is truthful? The only thing that's truthful is the Word of God. And if we're not going to follow it, then what are we doing? What do we have to stand on? What does our life mean as Christians if we're not following Jesus Christ? I have a feeling that the church is in for a difficult time. Our own church, the United Methodist Church, is probably going to split next year. And I say it's probably the best thing that could happen. because it's going to force us to make a decision. Are we going to follow the teachings that we find in the Bible, or are we going to follow society? Society now says it's okay to kill a baby even after it's born. What? In the Netherlands, it's okay to kill somebody if they don't feel good, if they're feeling they have a disease and they're just not feeling right. It's okay to kill them. Or they can choose to die. Now they're going to the point where if your mom or your dad or somebody in your family is struggling with sickness and you want to put them to death, okay, we understand. What? Where is our society going? That's a pretty obvious answer. If it's following other than the Word of God, it's going to hell. It's going towards Satan. It's going the wrong way. And if we as Christians are going to live our Christian life, then we've got to follow the Word of God. We've got to be prepared. Because if we're not prepared, when Jesus comes back again, we might be in the wrong place. We may not be ready. So we as Christians need to really commit ourselves to learning about Jesus Christ. Commit ourselves to being more like Him in our lives. Commit ourselves to being perfect. That's our commitment, to be perfect in the love and the life of Jesus Christ. Now, granted, we're going to fail because we're going to make mistakes and we're not going to be perfect. But if you don't strive for perfection, what are you striving for? I'm a very competitive person. Always have been my whole life. Always played sports. And never once did I ever want to win second place. Never. That's not the goal. Now, I have won second place and been very, very happy with it. But I never strived to win second. I never, ever strived to just finish. Well, except when it came to running. Then I was just glad to finish. Little legs don't make runners. But in our lives, we need to strive for perfection, to strive to be like Jesus Christ. And how can you be like Jesus Christ if you don't even know who He is or what He did? It's time that the church got serious about being the church. Spending time every day in God's Word, learning about Him, growing from Him, growing into the people He's called us to be, so that when He comes, we are ready. Because our fuel is not olive oil. Our fuel is the Word of God in our hearts and our minds, helping us to grow and be strengthened. Life could get pretty tough for the church in the coming years. We need to be ready. It might get good. We still need to be ready, because Jesus is coming back. The bridegroom will come, and we better be ready. Amen.